I do first want to start with your story, if that's okay. What's complicated about the holiday season for you?
I appreciate the question. So holidays kind of magnify loss and grief for people, especially if those losses occur around the holidays. I know 3 years ago when my oldest daughter passed due to cancer, that was a very depressing time for me because holidays are also when families gather together and you laugh and you talk and celebrate. And that was kind of a somber moment and is for a lot of people, especially, around this time of year.
In what way does the expectations of this time of year contribute, or how does that play into the holidays being a particularly tough time for a lot of people when it comes to mental health?
So the expectations are kind of all around us. We see holiday decorations coming up pretty much after Halloween, and the stores are all decked out and commercials are geared towards, you know, big presents and family just getting, and commercials look like gift giving, and there's always Christmas lists and Santa and all that kinds of stuff. And even for people that might not celebrate Christmas, but it kind of is surrounding us through that entire season, and those expectations, not everybody can live up to them, and they can be oppressive for people at times, depending on where they're at with their mental health and wellness or what their family dynamic looks like.
What advice would you offer people who are perhaps grieving the loss of a loved one or experiencing depression right now?
What I recommend is to make sure that people are vocal about it. People I know and also myself have a tendency to just want to push through the holidays, put on that happy face and gather together and kind of push down those feelings of dealing with it because they want to get through the holidays. And just verbalizing to people that are around you at that time, family and friends, is an okay thing to do. It's an okay thing as well to set boundaries. You know, hey, I'm just not up to celebrating right now, or no, thank you, I really don't want to come over for dinner. But definitely the first go-to, I think, would be to talk about it. Don't keep it to yourself.
And keeping that in mind, how can we all be sensitive, or how can we support others' mental health during this kind of crazy time of year?
Oh, crazy is right, Kristen. What I could offer, I think, is for those of us that support people with mental health issues or loss or just the stresses of the holidays, is just to be a good listener, to be supportive, and to ask, what do you need at this time? That's huge. To be able to have that option to say, this is what I need, is very empowering. So, and then to ask questions, you know, well, how can I support you? How can I help you? What do you need? I think is wonderful. And to just step back if that's what the need is. Because when we are caring about people and their mental wellness, we tend to want to step in and problem solve. And sometimes people just need an ear. Or they just need some space. So that's what I could offer.